The Yucca Podcast number 50. Listener favorites. You picked them, and I'm playing them. Listening to the Yucca Podcast. I'm your host, Chad Bergeron, and I'm back. Thank you for all of the kind emails and comments on the Yucca Podcast homepage while I was away. It's good to be back, and it's good to get out episode 50. Episode 50, Big 5-0. I feel like I should have a lot more pithy comments to say for such a momentous occasion, but what it comes down to is this. I've got 49 episodes behind me. You told me what your favorite songs were, and I'm going to play them here on episode 50. So for you longtime listeners, these are all going to be repeats, but for you new listeners, I've got 10 great all a cappella tracks coming at you. That first one there was What's It All About by rock band, rock vocal band extraordinaire, 5 o'clock Shadow. And I've got plenty of time to talk later, so let's go ahead and go right into this next track, which is Creep, here done by Clockwork, and this was played all the way back on episode number 7. So here we are, Creep.
Before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong. Don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. Want a perfect body. Want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Can't come down, losing my. took a sip from the devil's cup. Slowly, it's taking over me.
You know, I said it back on episode 13, and I'll say it again here. I'm not really a fan of Britney Spears and the bubblegum pop movement, but when you hear Six Appeal singing Toxic like that, how can you not get into it? How can you hold back? Man, that just is so awesome. And it's a bit of a shame that that was one of the most voted for favorite songs, because Six Appeal as a group doesn't exist anymore. I know a lot of people were trying to track down their CDs, and keep looking, I know they're out there. I got a lot of great votes, and I want to thank everybody who wrote in and voted and told me what their favorites were, and I've taken all of your suggestions and all of your picks and pulled out 10 of those. There were a lot of different songs from over the past 3 years that have been nominated for best songs or favorite songs. But I can only pull out 10 for this show. And so I'm going to go ahead and play those actually from the earliest shows all the way up to the newest shows. So I started with 5 O'Clock Shadow from episode number 4, then we hit number 7 and hit number 13. And now we're going to go ahead and jump forward to a track first played on episode 17. And this is a song whose title is Title of the Song. And I'm sure some of you are recognizing that already. It's by Da Vinci's Notebook, and it's a send-up parody, if you will, of all those different boy band songs out there. And somehow it seems only fitting to follow up a Britney Spears song with a boy band spoof. So here you are with Title of the Song by Da Vinci's Notebook, which you can find on the album The Life and Times of Mike Fanning.
Declaration of my feelings for you. Elaboration of those feelings. Description of how long these feelings have existed. Belief that no one else could feel the same as I. Reminiscence of the pleasant times we shared, and our relationship's perfection. Recounting of the steps that led to our love's dissolution, mostly involving my unfaithfulness and lies. Penitent admission of wrongdoing. Discovery of the depth of my affection. Regret over the lateness of my epiphany. Title of the song. Naive expression of love. reluctance to accept that you are gone. Request to turn back time and rectify my wrongs. Repetition of the title of the song. Enumeration of my various transgressive actions. Of insufficient motivation. Realization that these actions led to your departure and my resultant lack of sleep and appetite. Renunciation of my past insensitive behavior. Promise of my reformation. Mm-hmm. Reassurance that you still are foremost in my thoughts now. Need for instruction how to gain your trust again. Request for reconciliation. Listing of the numerous tests that I perform of physical and emotional compensation. Song, naive expression of love, reluctance to accept that you are gone, request to turn back time and rectify my wrongs. Ooh, repetition of the title of the song. Acknowledge me that I acted foolishly. Increasingly desperate pleas for your return.
Sorrow for my infidelity.
Faint hope that my sins are forgivable.
Appeal for one more opportunity.
Drop to my knees to elicit grand response.
Praise to my chosen deity.
Modulation and I hold a high note. Can you hear the title?
Expression of love.
Never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. No. I only wanted to one time see you laughing. I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only wanted to see you bathing in the purple rain. Never wanted to be, no, never wanted to be your weekend. I only wanted to be some kind of a friend. And baby, I could never steal you from another. It's such a shame our friendship had to end. Purple rain, purple rain. Yeah. I only wanted to see you underneath the purple rain. Honey, I know, no times are changing. We both know they are. It's time we all reach out for something new. And that means you too. You say you wanna lead it. Oh, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it and let me guide you to the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Yeah, yeah. Purple rain, purple rain. Oh, baby, when I wanna see you in the purple.
As the Aka Podcast moved into its second year, I played that track on episode 21 in January of 07. That's Purple Rain by the Danish group Basics with some help from the Herning Boys Choir. And I got a lot of positive review back when I played it, and I got a lot of votes for it this time around. And I still think that is a phenomenal track, and I'm more than happy to have had the chance to play that one again. And you'll find that on the album Embodiment. You know, there were so many great tracks over the past few years that the only way to hear them all is to go back and listen to every episode again. Which brings me to a new topic. I have resisted any sort of subscription model or paid model for the Aka Podcast, because I really do want everybody out there to hear the best in a cappella music and to share that with me. I'm not going to a subscription model. I'm not ransoming any of this. I'm not asking anybody to pay money up front to get any of this. But the older episodes are going offline. They will be available through a purchase model. So the most recent tracks, a handful of the recent tracks, will be available for free at any time. But the older tracks are going to be available on a purchase model. What this means is that you won't have to change anything. You won't have to do anything different. If you just want to keep listening to the podcast as you are now, no problem. Your feed will keep up and you'll still receive all the new material. You'll get to hear everything fresh, live, new. But if you want one of the older episodes, then I'm going to ask that you just put up a little bit, just $2. I'm only asking $2 for each of these tracks, and that's a phenomenal deal. You couldn't get that on iTunes, you know, if you wanted to go buy the five or six tracks that you like. And you know the money goes right back into hosting and producing the show and all the fees associated with everything. So you know it's a good cause. And the reason why I want to do it this way is because, like I said, I don't want anybody to feel like they have to pay to get the stuff. This way, too, you don't have to pay a big amount to get everything all at once. You can go and you can pick just the track, just the episodes you want. So if you want episode 7, you want episode 13, you can go and just get that one episode. You don't have to feel compelled to get everything. You don't have to pay a lot of money out of your pocket. You don't have to pay money every month to receive the podcast. This is an experiment, and I'm open to feedback. Please let me know what you think. Let me know. I'm trying to strike a balance here, but obviously, you know, I'm standing on my side, and you, the listener, are standing on the other side. So let me know how that's working, and let me know if that balance is a reasonable compromise for you. And as an added bonus for those of you who do want to buy the older tracks, I'll be converting those into the standard AAC format, which includes chapter marks, artwork, embedded links, things like that. So you'll actually be getting more for your file. I'm going to try to put those out as a slightly higher audio quality. And again, you'll have the chapter marks, you'll have the artwork, and all that in there as well. So that's just a little more incentive to go back and maybe pick up an older episode. Okay, that weighty topic aside, let's get back to the music. This next track first aired back on episode number 28, and it's Measure by Measure with the song You Don't Treat Me No Good.
Can be, and I'm walking in Memphis. our feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. Do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. I followed him up to the gates of Graceland. And I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. There's a pretty little thing waiting for the king. Greeted out in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off the beam. Walking in Memphis. Reverend Green, glad to see you. When you haven't got a right, but boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood. And they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, bam, I am tonight. Walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off.
One of my favorite albums there, the 2003 Brandeis University voicemail release, Propeller, and that track, of course, was Walking in Memphis, but that album has a lot of really, really great songs on it. That's one of my tops. If you don't have that one, go out and get that one, certainly. And we're in the middle of our college block now here. We're going to be going into another college song in a moment, and I just wanted to remind you that if you live near a school, find out if they're having an a cappella show sometime in the next month or so, month and a half. Tends to be about when the groups start having their fall performances. So we move on to the second most voted for song, which is by Washington University Mosaic Whispers. And this is off of their 2007 release, Behind Bars. And this is their take on the very popular song, Bring Me to Life, originally by Evanescence, but here done by Mosaic Whispers.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors? Leading you down
Take advantage, take
with high energy from front to back. That's Duende with Young Leaders of Tomorrow, which you can find on their recent release, Collective. And Duende, as I've mentioned before, does nothing but original music. And kudos to them for that. I think the art form could stand to see a lot more original music out there. Okay, well, this show is getting to be a little long in the tooth, but I did want to go ahead and squeeze in all 10 tracks that I lined up. So let's move right into our last track. But before I do, let me remind you all again that you can email me at chad@akapodcast.com, or you can go to the website at akapodcast.com and you can leave a comment there, or you can fill out the contact form there. And again, I really appreciate everybody getting in touch with me, letting me know their thoughts, giving me feedback on everything. Otherwise, I'm just kind of shouting into the void here, and it's nice to hear a few echoes back now and again. So again, the website is at akapodcast.com, where you'll find show notes for this and all the episodes, including links to the artists' pages and places where you can buy the albums if they're available. Okay, moving into the last track. This last track is also the most nominated track, and I'm inclined to think that this track was nominated so much because it really is that awesome. I have versions of this song done by Off the Beat and by the Penny Loafers, two top-notch groups. Two of the best groups you'll find anywhere. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the way Stanford Testimony works in a little bit of hide and seek, or the way they bring in the underlying vocals. It's just they have done a better job than the top groups, and Stanford Testimony really deserves the honor of being the last song in this episode. This is Breathe Me by Stanford Testimony, closing out show number 50, and here's looking forward to another 50. Thank you.
Spin me around again.